This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Tesla is taking the first steps to get approval to operate its robotaxi service in California. Elon Musk previously said it hoped to start offering robotaxi rides in California by the end of the year, while Tesla is supposed to start the service in Austin, Texas in June. The company actually applied for the California permit in November, but Bloomberg broke the news yesterday. And this story comes at a time when the company desperately needs something to get it back on track. Its sales and profits have dropped significantly, and its stock price is down sharply. Meanwhile, Waymo posted on X yesterday that it's now providing 200,000 paid rides a week with its robotaxis in Phoenix, LA, and San Francisco. It says that represents 20 times growth in less than 2 years, and it's soon going to start operating in Austin, Atlanta, and Miami. Then, sometime later this year, Zoox, which is owned by Amazon, is supposed to start paid robotaxi rides in Las Vegas and also has plans to operate in San Francisco, Austin, and Miami. So, the robotaxi business could be about to really take off. Carlos Tavares is getting a $24 million pay package as he walks away from the mess that he left at Stellantis. That's a big drop from the $39 million he was paid in 2023. But Tavares is also getting another $12.4 million as part of his severance package, bringing his total compensation to $36.4 million. Even so, as far as big-time CEO severance packages go, that's not much of a payout. For example, when Mark Fields left Ford as CEO in 2017, his severance package was $50 million, or four times what Tavares got. President Trump reaffirmed his plan to slap 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada next Tuesday. He also announced an additional 10% tariff on China, in addition to the 10% tariff that was imposed at the beginning of the month. Trump says he's moving forward with the tariffs because the countries aren't doing a sufficient job of curbing fentanyl from entering the U.S. As we've reported, the tariffs on Canada and Mexico could increase vehicle prices by as much as $10,000.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. What good is knowing your problems without the data to solve them? Meet Wireless Neovi Cloud, your secure off-the-shelf solution, empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless Neovi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless Neovi Cloud, your vehicle update solution, in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
Automotive designers will be obsolete by 2035. And that's not just me saying that. It comes directly from the chief of design at Mercedes-Benz, Gordon Wagner. He says the company's been working with artificial intelligence. Right now, 99% of what it spits out is crap, and then his team has to sift through to find what's good. But the AI is getting better every day, which is why Wagner says, quote, "I think in 10 years, maybe most of design will be done by AI, and it will make designers obsolete." And he's not just talking about low-level designers. Quote, "My successor will be a machine, and it will be much cheaper than my salary." So far, it looks like Xiaomi has done a pretty good job of going from making cell phones to also building electric cars. And its first performance model, a tricked-out version of its SU7 sedan called the Ultra, will start hitting customer hands in China in March or April. While the pre-sale price was listed at nearly $112,000, base versions of the SU7 Ultra are much cheaper. They start at about $73,000. But even at that price, you still get the tri-motor setup, which produces over 1,500 horsepower and helps accelerate the car from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in roughly 2 seconds. Xiaomi set a sales target of 10,000 units for the SU7 Ultra this year, and it hit that goal within the first 2 hours of the model going on sale. It will be interesting to see if this car can buck the trend of most performance models, which typically sell pretty well at first, but once everyone that wants one has one, sales start to fall off, at least until the next new model comes out. It looks like BMW has extreme confidence in its upcoming new class next generation of BEVs. The automaker announced that it's shifting its EV production strategy from plants that build multiple powertrains to plants dedicated to building fully electric vehicles. All of BMW's production locations are able to build ICEs, PHEVs, and pure electrics on a single line. But the company expects a, quote, significant increase in the market shares of BEVs by the end of the decade, so it's planning to convert its plants in Hungary and its main plant in Munich to fully electric factories. The plant in Hungary will start building new class vehicles by the end of this year, and the Munich plant will be fully electric in 2027. BMW's plant in South Carolina will start building BEVs alongside other powertrains in 2026, and its plant in Mexico will do the same the following year. Ford is scrapping a plan to store and distribute EVs through regional hubs. The automaker launched the pilot program last year with the F-150 Lightning to help reduce expenses for dealers and to make the company more competitive with automakers that use a direct sales model. These hubs, or EV centers, were loaded with vehicles instead of on dealer lots, and then were shipped to stores within 2 weeks of being ordered. But by doing this, the EVs were still owned by Ford and not the dealer. So this meant the vehicles were only listed on Ford's website and not on popular third-party sites that many consumers visit. And because of that, dealers never got on board with the scheme, so Ford is reverting back to its traditional sales process. A company called Warwick Acoustics out of the UK is applying high-end headphone technology to car speakers, all with the promise of increasing EV range. It's using what's called an electrostatic speaker, which features a super thin diaphragm between two stators. And when the audio signal comes in, the diaphragm vibrates between the stators, creating sound. Not only are these speakers much smaller, noise-canceling tech allows them to create sound zones within a car. The diaphragm comes to rest much faster than a typical speaker cone, which cuts down on buzzes. They're lighter, and they use a lot less power, which is why Warwick says they can increase EV range. The company claims weight and power use can be cut by up to 90% compared to a typical car audio system. Okay, we've got another poll, and we want you to help the auto industry decide what it should do with paddle shifters. They first started appearing in mass market cars a little over a decade ago, mainly when automakers started introducing DCTs or dual clutch transmissions. Paddle shifters were also marketed to enthusiasts as a way to shift a car themselves, since manual transmissions were slowly going away. But the evidence suggests that most drivers who have paddle shifters never use them. And now automakers are wondering if they should get rid of them as a way to cut costs. So, what would your advice be to automakers? 1, I love them and use them a lot, so keep them. 2, I rarely use them, but want them when I need them. 3, I never use them, get rid of them. And 4, who cares? I drive a stick. You can vote by going to the post tab on the Autoline Network homepage on YouTube, and we'll post it in the transcript for today's show on the Autoline website. And on Monday, we'll review the results, and we'll make sure the automakers hear what you have to say. And that brings us to the end of this week. I want to take a second to acknowledge again that we hit show number 4,000 on Wednesday, and to say another thank you to all of you that have tuned in. So, thanks, and have a great weekend.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. And by Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
Making a life full of memories, one road trip at a time. That's what really matters. Bridgestone WeatherPeak tires with a 70,000-mile limited warranty.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.